Home here, how can I help you?
Hi, I just missed the call from this number.
Hold on just a moment. Hello?
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 Yes, hi. I just received a call from you. Are you trying to reach home?
I had applied on the Addis app, and they had gave me a call.
What are you calling for?
The home health care.
So you want to look for a job?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. So, do you need services for yourself, or do you want to work for someone?
I was trying to work for my grandpa. He's disabled, and their recent home care worker, they just quit on him.
Do you have your grandfather's Medicaid ID?
Oh, I told y'all to get y'all back again.
When Anna go?
She cool.
Oh, do you have a Medicaid card?
Every claim I make.
A Medicaid card.
You can verify yourself.
And you get this while you buy it.
I'm going to cite historical records with dates and names. To show you patterns that cannot be
done.
And yes, this might make you angry. It might shake foundations you thought were solid. It might make you question everything your church taught you.
Or we can do the date of birth and social if you don't have the Medicaid ID.
CN9 1960.
Let's dive into Revelation
what?
Chapter 7 and discover.
CN9 1960, October 9th, 1960.
The book of Revelation, chapter 6, describes six seals.
Turn it in.
1960, okay.
Is this your new one? You have to go try to get your birth conditions.
Okay, and what's the date of birth? I'm sorry, the last name. The last name.
Sykes.
How do you spell that?
S-Y-K-E-S.
S-I-K-E-S?
S-Y.
Okay, one more.
God pours his judgment.
The date of birth is 1950 or 1960?
1960.
1960, right?
Mm-hmm.
50 or 60?
9.
Yeah.
10/9/1960.
Okay. Can I have the social security, please?
265.
Okay.
265.
Is it 77 or 76?
77. 5877.
I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
Have I been what now? In the last 2 years, what?
Does he have Medicaid? I don't see that he has Medicaid.
Medicare.
Oh, so you don't? He doesn't have Medicaid, right?
I think he signed up for Aetna.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but he must have Medicaid in order to have the home care services from our agency. So once
he already has a service.
He already had the service, you said.
Yeah, he had it twice.
You sure that he doesn't have Medicaid?
I have both.
He got both.
Oh, you have both. Oh, so
yeah,
let me see.
Yeah, you need to speak to me?
Yeah, can I have your DCN?
Yes. My PS?
The DCN, the Medicaid ID?
I don't have a Medicaid. Yeah, I do have. I got to get to it. It's in my black pouch. I put it on the bed or was in my wheelchair, my black pouch.
Yeah, because it doesn't come up. I did try to search.
It's on the bed, black pouch. Ma'am, go ahead. It was in my wheelchair. It had to be right there.
What? It's right here. I just had it.
I just need,
Yeah, so you can let me know when you have it, okay?
Yeah, give me one. Like, so big, I don't know. Hey, miss, there's a way to get information. Just get the Social Security number. It'll tell you everything.
Let me repeat the social just to make sure I have it right.
Yes.
So is it 265-535-877?
Yes, correct.
And the date of birth, can you give me again, please?
October 9th, 1960. It'll tell you in and everything about a person. Jay, huh? It's my Medicaid.
Which county are you located? Which county is that?
Jefferson.
Jefferson, okay.
We have the PIN number if you need it, miss.
The what?
I got the Medicaid number.
Oh, you have the Medicaid. One moment. Let me open up the file. Just a moment.
Okay. One moment. I can find one of them phones. I heard one.
Hello.
Let me get ready to go.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready for the DCN. You can give it to me.
434-519-344.
Got it. Okay, one moment. Let me check for it.
Okay, just had to comb my hair. ruin you for me, but I keep this truck nothing to get back. Yeah, I thought they were sitting with somebody. Somebody.
I'll turn up, bro.
That's why I keep putting this stuff in there, because I got that new shit. Okay, let me go over to the appointment.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, so actually, I don't see, it doesn't come up as he has Medicaid. Can you confirm once again that he has for sure Medicaid?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe it's inactive. Maybe it's inactive. You want, I should call together with you the state and we can ask them what's going on?
I'm right here, miss.
I have Medicaid, Medicare. I do. I just read you my number. I got United
right.
Healthcare right now.
Okay, so maybe we call together the state and we see what the problem is, why it's not coming up on my end that you have
well,
Medicaid.
You, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So we're going to
call. You
going to
make
okay.
a three-way call? Yes.
Yes. Hold on, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
In the world today with business, Jay, you just have to be patient. You know what I mean? Just be patient. You're trying to get something to benefit you. You get your social security number, they'll tell you anything and everything about a person. That's why you don't get your social security number out.
Yeah, you're
going to
make people.
Okay, so I'm going to call
okay,
the
so
state now.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I can't talk to the state, so I'm just going to listen to the phone call. You are going to speak.
Yes,
and,
I will.
Okay, and you tell them that you want to come to Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is going to sign you up. Who's going to sign? Who wants to be the caregiver? That's your niece?
My granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. So you're going to tell them that your granddaughter, that Deluxe Home Care is going to have your granddaughter do the aid for you. And then you have to have ready the DCN, the Medicaid ID, okay?
Actually, what you need, you just need my ID number. You want me to ask
yeah.
for my ID number
yeah.
again?
Yeah, we're going to call them now, and you're going to tell them that you
yes.
want to know
okay.
what's going on with your Medicaid. You want to come to Eagle Home, to Deluxe Home Care?
No, I'm going to get your ID number to you. Go ahead, I'm on the phone. You going to hold on the phone?
Yes, hold on.
Are you hanging?
Yeah, I'm
yes.
calling now.
Yes.
Alrighty, then.
I'm right. going to text you the information that you need so you can look at it, okay? One moment.
Aged and disabled waivered services, the adult daycare waiver, structured family caregiving waiver, and the independent living waiver are processed. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and closed on all state and federal holidays. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now.
Please press 1 if you are requesting to make a referral for services.
Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your referral. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967. Please hold while your call is connected.
In order to help our agents to serve you better, we will need to capture a few details first. Please enter your Medicaid ID, or if you don't have it, please enter the last 4 digits of your Social Security number. Please enter your Medicaid ID or
please hold while your call is connected. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing.
Okay.
Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Put your moisturizer in.
Can you see me with my head in?
I was seeing it very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's basically a three job.
Home and community-based services. This is Angie. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
Myself. Name is Edward.
Can I get your Sykes.
Miss?
Can I get your Medicaid number?
I'll give you my Social Security number. It's 265.
Okay. Just 1 second. 265.
53.
Okay.
5877 2655355877 Yes, correct.
Okay. Do you have Missouri Medicaid?
I do.
Okay.
I don't have my ID number. Go ahead, miss.
I'm not pulling anybody up with that social.
It's the old number I got. They wrote it on a piece of paper. I never did get a Medicaid card. But do you want this ID number I have right now?
The one I have isn't pulling anybody up. The one that you entered, the 434-51934?
I can't read that number. Miss, I gave you my social security number. It have everything on there.
Okay, it's not pulling anybody up. That's why I tried to make sure it was the right number. 265-53-5877.
77. I'm 65 years old.
That's not pulling anybody up.
Well, this is my ID number they gave me before I've been using.
His Medicaid numbers?
It's 434. Hello? I got 434. 519-344.
Those are numbers they gave him for his Medicaid.
344.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are going to have to call the Medicaid office because I am not pulling anybody up.
Miss, you don't get no information on me with my social security number?
No. Yeah, let me give you his family support number so you guys can call and make sure that.
Yeah. So you tell it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, their phone number is 855-373-4636. Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call.